This is a recording of the open session of the Federal Election Commission held on November 19, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is adoption of a policy to prepare and publish a guidebook for complainants and respondents in enforcement matters. I put this on the agenda because of some work that had been done to try and synthesize some of our publications on some aspects of what we do in enforcement, and to bring this into one document for people to read who really don't understand how we get the job done. This is not a new idea, but it did kind of, in my view at least, come to the fore because of the exercise we went into in early spring of this year in connection with our agency procedures. And I think we all realized that there are a number of misconceptions about how we get the job done. I think one commissioner mentioned to me that a guidebook like this, he said, "Do you mean that would you really like to tell the public what only 14 FEC lawyers in Washington, D.C. really know?" And I think that whether it's an exaggeration or not, it did make the point that there's a lot of misconception and just a lack of information about how we do our work, and typically that gets translated into criticism, much of which would be unnecessary if people really understood the kind of work and the kind of the procedure that takes place and the efforts that's been made this year and last, and for example under Commissioner Weintraub for hearings, to really bring a fairer process into one that is kind of a hybrid in the sense that we look to see where we investigate and then we proceed on with sometimes even litigation. So we kind of move from one responsibility to another. So what I did, and I would like to compliment the Office of General Counsel, who suggested in March of this year that it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a guidebook and would support the concept and be willing to work on it. I did ask Tom Anderson in my office to begin to see what we could do and to put together kind of a table of contents of what a guidebook would look like. And Tom did a wonderful job. Modified it to some degree. At that particular time, I was really thinking of a guidebook for respondents because we do have some guidance for complainants, but none for respondents, and those are the ones that get caught up in what we call enforcement. So as it went on, Tom, in his very easy style, began to work with other people in the staff and with OGC and came up with a very, very nice draft with input from people on how we could set forth what our policy is. Unfortunately, as with many things, things didn't get done as early as I was hoping they'd get done, but they did get done, and that's the first major thing in terms of providing a draft for us to start looking at. With all of the things that we had on our plate this year, it was hard to ask people to devote themselves to this, and sometimes I felt that if they have something to work on, then it helps us focus a little bit on our conversation. And so I had in mind to even put this on blue, which means put it in public, the public eye, but in talking to the rest of the commissioners, the view was if we put some effort into it and gave it the elbow grease within the next few weeks, we could probably come up with a better product and one that would be more akin to the views of all of us. So that's what we're going to do. And I have commitments from some commissioners that be ready to vote on December 3rd. Others have said they'll begin right away to start looking at it. And that's good enough for me. So we'll start to do that and hope to have a vote on a guidebook by December 3rd. So I want to thank the commissioners for the willing to start focusing on this. We have some of these hard, thorny issues behind us, and maybe we can actually get that job done. So that would be that's my speech on this particular item, and then we can now move on to co-sponsorship of 2010 COGL annual meeting. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say that I have committed to the chairman to work on this. I pleaded with him not to try and get this done today because we had two other rulemaking documents that we were trying to get done today, and I was personally swamped. And I appreciate that he didn't try to force that. But I do commit to doing this. I think that providing more transparency, as we did in the previous vote, is a good goal for us. And I just want to point out that there is a summary of our enforcement process on the website now. It is oddly enough listed under filing a complaint, and we probably ought to retitle that, but it does provide a summary of the entire enforcement process, and it's a place to start. So we've got some information up there, and if we need to expand that information, that sounds like a great goal, and I'm happy to commit to working on it with you, Mr. Chairman, and I thank you for bringing this issue forward.
No, thank you very much. When Commissioner Weintraub comes into my office, she gets my attention, I will say that. Mr. Vice Chairman?
Did you have a comment?
Oh, I didn't see that. Excuse me. Anyone else?
I'll just say that I think anything that we can do to promote greater understanding about the mechanics of the enforcement process is a positive thing, and so I look forward to working with my colleagues to see where we can go on this project.
Thanks very much.